This is Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
Hey everybody, this is Being Awesome, a podcast about loving Transformers and having fun. I'm Rob, and boy are my arms tired. Wait. This week in Awesome, guys, it looks like we might have finally some clue about something I've been super interested in for a year now. And that would be the newest incarnation of the official fan club, the official Transformers fan club, or however they're going to call it. And it comes in the most weird way. Last week, you know, in between last week's episode of Being Awesome and this week's episode of Being Awesome, I tried to do that off mic, but I think it still picked it up. But there was a big old leak of Power of the Primes toys and other toys come out that was up and down in like a minute. And they're pretty cool. But you've done heard about those a million times, so I'm not even going to bother talking too much about them. But other news came out of apparently Hascon is going to have a exclusive Optimus that turns into a cell phone battery backup thing. One of those battery packs you plug into your phone to. They're supposed to recharge it, but all the ones I've ever done is just kept it from not dying until I got plugged up. One of those dealies. And as well as they'll have some early releases of products, like there's a few Black Label toys and what have you. But one of the early releases is Titan Master RC that comes with a... her Titan Master is a Daniel, or they spelled it backwards, I guess, so they could trademark it. And also a Titan Master Ultra Magnus. Looks like they were from those box sets that I guess they're not going to make the last two of them. I'm really excited for that Ultra Magnus, in all honesty. The Daniel Titan Master for RC, he looks like he's wearing the exosuit. Like, the helmet is painted pure silver, so it almost looks like Cobra Commander. But you clearly see where it's supposed to be a sculpted, like, dome, like the exosuit. So that's really neat. And it's using the Blur body, which is a good mold. I really like the Blur body. Yeah, but at this point, it does seem a little bit excessive how many uses it's gotten. You know, you got, of course, Blur. And it's not Chrome Dome. Or is it Chrome Dome? Who was that Walgreens one? Was it Chrome Dome? Excuse me, I've got my allergies. And then on Nautica, so I guess that's only three uses, but at four uses of that mold, it's starting to seem a little excessive. Though it's a really good use of it, because I recall reading somewhere that during the original 86 run, they had planned to use the Blur toy as basis for an RC toy at one point, like in a planning stage. And of course, later, they were going to use a Chrome Dome. I've got my names all mixed up. For the mold in pink as a Headmaster RC, and that never happened either. So the Blur thing would be a good bet. You know, if I was doing a fan club type thing, I would totally use the Chrome Dome, do it pink, and have it come with an RC head and just a pink Chrome Dome head, just to be sort of a wink and nod at that sort of thing. But I'm not planning it. But see, that's an early release, and everyone was speculating, hey, is it going to be like a Walgreens thing or a Toys R Us thing or an Amazon thing? And then people started noticing the file names had fan club in them. So the guess right now is that at Hascon, they'll unveil in some way the new Transformers Collectors Club. And I'm glad. I'm excited. That's what I'm most interested in. Hascon seemed really awesome. For a while there, I was trying to figure out how I could go. And then for a while there, I was kind of disenchanted with it a little. And now my interest has peaked again a little bit. I guess I've kind of went highs and lows on it. Considering I'm not going anyway, you know, as I said before, I'm not really doing any travel out of state for a year or two. So kind of a bummer there. I wouldn't mind going and checking it out. But the whole fan club thing has got me interested, because that's what I'm more interested in than a convention. As much as I like going to conventions, you're in that club all year. You know what I mean? And there's, maybe it's just a something old school in me, being a old fart here, being an entering middle-aged old fart here, that I really appreciate a fan club. More so, I guess, than younger people who are just like, what's the big deal? I think that's definitely an older world thing that someone in... I'm playing with a toy, rolling them across the desk. I wonder if it's picking up on the mic. Brian will give me a talking to if it does. I don't see it on the waveform, so maybe we're good. Anyway. But I love a good fan club. And if the Titan Master RC is one of the first exclusives or whatever, and I think I heard the retail is going to be like $25-$30 for that little set of her... her Headmaster and Ultra Magnus's Titan Master. That's a pretty good deal. That's a good price. I'd totally be up for that. You know, that's one of those toys I wouldn't say I've always wanted, but I've always been like, yeah, I'd totally get one if they put it out. You know, I don't think I ever really put that much thought into it other than, you know, there was a clear point where everyone just started going, when Don would ask that at BotCon, because everyone was just like, they're not going to make it. And then after a while, people started applauding it because we're like, here he goes. You know, that's one thing I will say that I've never gotten behind. You know, at BotCons of old, excuse me, there was traditions at the, of course, Don would always ask the headmaster question. And for a while there, people groaned it, and then people started clapping and laughing. You know, it kind of went through waves of popularity there. I think most people are like, look, they're not going to make it. And then everyone was like, oh, there he goes again. Then I remember for a while he stopped asking it. And I remember asking him, dude, why'd you stop asking? He goes, well, we got the animated one. That's good enough. I think he just wanted an RC toy. Because, you know, he got the animated one and the Generations one. This one comes out, he doesn't seem as excited. He says he's optimistic. He's like cautious and nervously optimistic about it. But I'm like, you're just happy to get RC, weren't you, you turd? But I remember another tradition is during the voice actor panel, someone would always ask the, do your characters ordering at McDonald's thing? And people initially laughed at it, but then after a while people started groaning, but not everyone. It was just like a select few people who started groaning. And I noticed a lot of people still liked it, and people always laughed along at the joke when they did it. And I always was like, you know what? Those people who asked that question paid too. Get over yourself, you pretentious jerk. That always just kind of rode me wrong a little. I mean, I get it. You're tired of hearing it every year, but the people that like hearing it every year paid to get in too. So that's just kind of a turd burger thing. And I guess groaning at Don's headmaster thing was pretty turd burger too. I think I rolled my eyes once or twice, mainly because I was just like, dude, they're not going to make it. they're just not. And now they made a Titan Master one. It's like, he's not as excited as I thought. Part of me always wondered if he's just kind of playing a joke with it. Like he knew they weren't going to make it and was just kind of being a troll each year, being like he asked the first couple years when, you know, he thought there could be a possibility, honestly. And then we realized, yeah, they're not going to make it, but I'll keep asking it. Cause he got to where he'd look around the crowd and smile when he'd do it like, ha, F you. So I've always kind of wondered if that's like a just a long-running troll of his. Because now that it's happening, he's probably like, oh, they did it? Well, I don't actually want that. Oh, who knows? One thing, I bumped the mic stand. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Kilby. I'm sorry. One thing that's come up this week, you know, everyone's been talking about that Walgreens Rekgar. An exclusive Walgreens Rekgar that someone noticed in the system and whatnot. And it just so happens that I've made friends with a guy who's a manager of a Walgreens up in Kansas. And he's provided me with some great information regarding Walgreens stuff. And I've put it all on Zonebase. So if anyone goes to my site, zonebase.org, you'll see all the posts with what he's provided me and my speculation on it all. One of the things he found out was that, you know, Rekgar is going to be a Generations Deluxe. Because, you know, people are all over the map wondering what he's going to be. And they still are. And a lot of people thought he was going to be movie and this and that. And it's like, well, it wouldn't be the first time they've packaged movie stuff in Generations packaging. Not at all. But I think the only deluxe motorcycle in the movie stuff is RC from the first movie. So I don't think that would really work for Wreck-Gar unless Wreck-Gar is just feminine, you know, which wouldn't be a bad thing. But, you know, still, I don't think that would definitely be something they'd automatically go to. And, you know, a lot of us, myself included, has wondered if they're going to use that Combiner Wars motorcycle mold in some way, either Groove or the Technobot. And I'd be down for that because, you know, I got a Groove. But I totally wouldn't mind getting that Technobot version of mold because I didn't get the Technobots. You know, I missed out on those. And that would make a good Wreck-Gar, you know, the way that motorcycle looks and stuff. So I'd be totally down for that. Excuse me, there I go again. And, you know, a lot of people have speculated that it's going to be a Titans Return mold with some parts that we didn't know about or whatever. That would be pretty cool. I automatically goes, it'd probably be the Blur mold because that is pretty bike-like with just the right part snapped on. Man, that Blur mold has got to be complete Swiss cheese by now. Gotta wonder. But, you know, he provided that love. What he does is he goes into the, he has a spare minute, he goes into the inventory system and he'd look it up and he'd take me a cell phone picture of the screen. So we know about the Wreck-Gar being, it's going to be at least a Generations Deluxe. That's what we got so far. And then he went through and found, like, of course, there are some older listings for Bot Shots and Heroes of Cybertron that were discontinued. But what was neat was they had listed, he says an older listing from 2015, a Transformers line called Laser Rods, or they were just Laser Rods assorted. So who knows if it was a line or just a selection of toys specified as Laser Rods. You know, you got to kind of wonder. I mean, 2015 is not a terrible long time ago, but what happened with those? Were they just small toys? Because they're going to be $6.99 a piece. So you got to wonder, are they just small toys with like a light up? Like you push a button and they light up or what? I was kind of wondering, and on Zone Base, I speculated, I wonder if that was just a name someone put in the system for Legion class toys. You know, I just kind of wonder that. Just because sometimes they just enter names to make for their own. And during Beast Wars, when I bought Rampage, my receipt said Killer Crab, you know. So who knows, they could have just did that just to entertain themselves. You know, could have been completely oblivious of the old Laser Rods from G2 or whatnot, but it's still interesting. One thing that came up in that same search was a listing for Battalion figures that'll be hitting this fall. And when you say Battalion, it's like, oh, those Cyber Battalion figures, they sell in like China and Brazil. And, you know, I got a few at Universal Studios, stuff like that. I've been saying for a long time, those would be perfect for stores like Walgreens or Family Dollars. So them selling those would be perfect. And being that they're getting them in like September makes me think it's going to be part of their Christmas stock. You know, they're going to sell them for like, I think it's at $16.99 each, which is not bad considering if you go to like Big Bad Toy Store, they're like $20-something. You know, the ones I bought at Universal were 30 a piece because it was at Universal Studios. It was at theme park. You know, everything's more expensive at theme park. And I think if you import them, it'll end up costing you about $20-25 with shipping and everything. So $16.99 is not really that bad. But what I was thinking, Walgreens always gets a lot of stock at Christmas, like a lot of extra stock because, you know, they sell gifts. You know, it's a store. And, you know, at Christmas, they always get a bunch of extra toys. And I'm wondering, you know, sometimes it's those Titans figures, Transformers, not the Titans Returns or the giant figures, you know, the shampoo bottle of plastic figures. It's just a solid doll, basically. They always get those. Or last year it was the Creon cubes, you know, those cubes full of Creo blocks and a Creon that you get at like Family Dollar or whatever. They had a ton of those. And at first they sold them at normal price. And then closer to Christmas, they'd have a sale, like buy one, get one half off or something like that. Excuse me. So part of me wonders if that's it, if their initial shipments are for just getting them in the store. And then when they've got them pretty much, because, you know, their distribution isn't, one store will get something maybe a month before the other store or something, you know. So you got to wonder if that's essentially part of their Christmas lineup of stuff. They'll have these Transformer toys and at first they'll be regular price, but come Black Friday or early in sometime mid-November or whatever, when they start their Christmas stuff up, bam, you know, here's a sale on these cool Transformers figures, you know, buy one, get one half off, or buy one, get one for, you know, some sort of deal on them. And I'm like, that would be perfect. You know, so I don't know. I'm just speculating because I don't know either. All I got is a picture of an inventory screen, and he explained it the best he could. And what he explained was pretty much clearly there, you know. And then here's where the interesting thing happened. He asked me, hey, well, before I go that, he's looking into other things in there too. He says he's always finding weird stuff, and he can either hit order and see if it'll deliver to the store or not and see what happens. So there's a few things we're waiting to see if anything comes up, and then we'll talk about it then. Because if nothing shows up, it's just like, well, nothing happened. But one of the things he said, hey, I can't find any information on those clones. You know, the clone 2-pack that's coming to Walgreens with the Fastlane and... These clones are confusing. You know, you had the two that come in the box since they came out. And you got the two that are going to be in this 2-pack at Walgreens that are sold in other countries already. Or I think China or whatever. Because some places like Toy Dojo and TS Source has them right now. But Walgreens is going to be the exclusive seller of them here in America. And I guess the other two are going to sell another 2-pack on Amazon or something, from what I understand. Hope so, because I didn't get that second box that it sold out before I could get one, which kind of broke my heart a little, because I wanted that Genrai. I don't have the Genrai yet, and everyone knows Power Master Optimus Prime is my favorite toy, and I'd like to get that. You know, I've got the Titans Return Power Master Optimus, but I haven't got that Genrai set. I was kind of biding my time, and here this box that would have been just perfect. I digress. So he said, hey, there's nothing for these in the system or anything. Do you think you could find me a UPC or something? And, you know, Melvar just last week on RFC Proper was saying he bought one off of a Toy Dojo. So I asked him, hey, do you got the box handy for like a UPC? And he said, yeah, sure. And he took me a picture of the UPC. So I forwarded that to my main man, and he looked it up like last night, Saturday night, and he brought it up. And the number in the Walgreens system comes up as a deluxe. So as long as there's no wonkiness in the system or whatever, it looks like they're just going to sell them at the deluxe price point, which is what, $17, $18, which isn't bad at all. And he said, according to his computer, and it's right there on Zone Base, you can see the picture he took of the screen, his store in Kansas is supposed to be start getting them right there at the beginning of August, which is next week. So assuming there isn't some, you know, things change in these systems, assuming nothing changes, or, you know, it has a different barcode or something, probably, you know, there's some hiccup or whatever, those things are going to be relatively pretty cheap and showing up before we know it. You know, you got to kind of give it time for them to distribute, because I know, was it Brainstorm? I'm so blanking on his name. The Walgreens exclusive Titan Master from last year. You know, everyone was saying they're seeing them at their stores, and there are people like, I can't find them anywhere. I remember some people getting downright so they could never find them. And then literally one day, like a month later, because I was like getting like, well, damn, am I going to have to order them offline or something? And I just went to Walgreens by my work to get a Mountain Dew and like a thing of gummy bears, and there was a ton of them. So I bought one. So that date is kind of wishy-washy, because, you know, it takes a while to distribute, you know what I'm saying? And the way they distribute, it might not be till September that you see them or whatever. But assuming nothing changes, they should start showing up here pretty soon and at a pretty good price. So, hey, high five everybody. So if you guys want to see that, go to zonebase.org and you'll see the post. I call it something like about those. It's a blog, you know, it's a blog style site. So my titles are often not the most newsy looking things in the world, but there's a picture of the screenshot he took me, and there's all the information. So you can see what it says. So hopefully nothing changes and that works out, because I know I'd like to go next weekend, go to Walgreens and pick it up. You know, I'd love that. That'd be awesome. Especially me judging the way things work with my Walgreens, since, you know, I'm here in Georgia. And like I just said, it took a couple of weeks for those, was it Brainstorm? For those to start showing up at the Walgreens local to me, they'll probably just be just starting getting the Halloween stuff out on shelves by the time it shows up. Not that I'm going to not start looking the minute people start finding them, or next weekend even, because early August is Tuesday. But, you know, the back to school stuff, here in Georgia, school started. It starts when I was a kid, school started at the end of August, like at the beginning of September. We had almost like 3.5 months of summer break when I was a kid, but now they got like 2 months. And it works out because they got more breaks throughout the year, but still kind of seems like a rip to me. But, you know, they're all going back to school here in Georgia, so all the back-to-school stuff's out. And I'm pretty sure Walgreens isn't going to swap out the Halloween stuff in August, you know. So I'm expecting him to realistically show up toward the end of August or September at my Walgreens for that clone pack. And just the same time, all that cool Halloween stuff's going to go on. So I'm totally going to buy like a bunch of Halloween candy at the same time. I like to always pick my wife up something when I buy one of these things, you know. So I'm sure she'd go for some Cadbury Scream Eggs pretty easily. It's pretty cool. It's really interesting. It's cool to have all this news from a store I really like to shop at, you know. Like, I honestly, generally, like going to Walgreens. And I got plenty of them around me. So I've got plenty of options if I just decide to do a little hunting and go hit Walgreens to Walgreens. I got plenty of options. So I'm totally looking forward to that. You know, at that price, wow. I'm really surprised. You know, you're always thinking like, well, drugstore is going to be like $40. Yeah, that's not so bad. So hope everything pans out and get those clones here soon. Well, guys, I'm going to flip over to the Q&A portion of this show, which the Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread at Talk Transformers, the bestest, estest ever group in the world. It's the bestest place to talk Transformers on the internet. You know this in your heart. So go join it if you're not a member up. And what I do, this is my exclusive place for doing so. I post a thread up every so often where I get a bunch of questions and whatnot for this portion of the show that I pull up in a pool on my phone. And this week's question, I got two of them this week because that's just the way it is. First one comes from my main man, J. Aaron Poole, my pal. He goes on to say, ask, are Hound, Drift, and Crosshairs the never open weight six-man champions of Transformers 5? I think they're more like Cheeseburger and the Ring Crew sitting around before the start of a show because they just didn't do anything in that movie. It's, oh, action time? Okay. And they showed up at, you know, these spoilers. They don't do much. You know, it's like all this stuff going on. They're just like playing Magic the Gathering in the corner or something. It's a month in. I can, you know, I'm trying to be conscientious of spoilers. I know it hasn't been released completely all over the world yet. And a lot of people are waiting for video. That's the tricky thing about box office numbers. The majority of people I talk to in my day-to-day life generally just wait for movies to go to videos now. So I'm curious what Transformers 5's home video taken is going to be. Because, you know, I don't know about where you guys are, but here at where I'm at, before movies come to video, like a couple of weeks before, they're on my cable on in-demand where I can in-demand them before they come to video. So I wonder what that take's going to be from that in-demand pull and then those initial video sales. Because, you know, I think it's the law that a movie can't go for rental before. It's got to wait 2 weeks after it comes to release before it can go to rental. I believe that's the law. 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. So I wonder what that pull is going to be. I'm really curious on that. And the thing is, like, YouTube doesn't get things right away, you know? But those services, like I said, the in-demand stuff from the cable system before they even come to video, I wonder what that pull is going to be. And then, like, say, excuse me, those video sales or those odd things like Vudu or whatever, where the movie's right on there, you know, for people who buy the DVD. So I wonder, I really do. But kind of maybe spoilering here, those three don't really do much till the end. So I think they're more like Cheeseburger and the Ring Crew, you know, for when there's a place in the card where they need to have someone fill some time and make everyone laugh and cheer for a little bit. I love J. Aaron Poole. That's my dude. Our next question comes from Tom Hannigan. I'm sorry. I skipped over. Tom Hannigan, your question's coming next week. This week's question, actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer it. And the question I was going to answer after that, I'll save that from next week. That way I don't feel like such a dipstick. This next question comes from Tom Hannigan. Tom goes on to ask, I have a question for you for the Being Awesome Q&A. Besides Combiners and Headmaster, what is one gimmick that you would want to bring back? I grew up during the Unicron trilogy and loved the Cyberkey gimmick from Transformers Cybertron, so I would love to see something similar return. Regards, Tom Hannigan. Tom, I was totally in my 20s when that happened. I know I'm not like an old guy yet, but I'm starting to feel really old when it comes to some of these things, especially when it's like a decade later. Those were really cool toys and really cool gimmicks. And, you know, I really wanted to see Pretenders make a comeback, and it looks like they kind of sort of are in Power of the Primes with the Prime Masters. You know, that's a pretty clever way of bringing Pretenders back, and I'm really happy about that. I want to say Minicons. And the reason I'm saying I want to say Minicons, because I really liked Armada too. But with the Minicons, every time they bring them back, they're a little different. You know, because Minicons have like almost really went. Sometimes I mess up my words, and sometimes I completely fumble and fall downhill on my words, and that's what just happened. Excuse me. Minicons haven't really went away since Armada, but their use certainly have. You know, they've just been tiny little robots that you could sit next to your dudes, you know, and like in Prime, or what was the Japanese version of Prime, the name? Arms Microns. They kind of turn into weapons that the robots could hold. And then, you know, in Power Force. Power Core Combiners, you had Minicons, but they turned into things like weapons and then like kind of sort of armor for the Combiners. You know, it's like Minicons never really went away, but they never really did the same thing twice. Because, you know, you got Minicons and Robots in the Skies, and they turn into little shapes that shoot out of special toys, and they got some that turn into weapons, which is a kind of return to form to the Arms Microns. But I think my point's made that they never really have the same gimmick twice. I wouldn't mind seeing a return to that Armada gimmick where you'd have ports on the figure and you'd plug the Joker in and an action feature would happen. I thought that was really cool. You know, I thought that was really cool. I liked them. I was just remembering they got the Minicons and Rescue Bots that turn into accessories for the big robots. But I thought that was the best version of the Minicons. And not just because it was first. A lot of people say first is best, and that doesn't always work out. But that was, to me, a very clever thing in toys. And the Cyberkey thing in Cybertron was pretty much the same gimmick. But instead of, you had just little keys that were like chips that you plugged into a robot and a sword would pop out. You know, and Armada, the Minicons did that, but they were tiny little transforming toys. And, you know, of course, that resulted in simpler, bigger figures in Armada because the budget can only be stretched so many ways. So for those Cyberkeys, you had much fancier toys with those gimmicks, while in Armada, they were a little simpler because they had to budget in the fact that you were technically getting two Transformer toys in every purchase, practically. But I always dug that. Sometimes, you know, they'd have those ports that didn't do anything where you could just stick Minicons. And a lot of dudes like sticking, seeing how many they could stick on thing. How many times do I want to say stick? I just plug them all over the place. And sometimes you'd kind of customize them a little with Minicon piece, putting them on and matching and mixing and all that. And sometimes that could be tiresome because it'd be like, yep, here's just a bicycle on this guy's arm. You know, that didn't always work as well for me, though I did like doing the customizing thing. Like, you know, in Japan, in Super Link, their version of Energon, I think they started doing it in Armada, and they pretty much went straight through Galaxy Force of doing blind box Minicons, you know, or Microns. And I bought quite a bit of those. I'd import them, or sometimes the comic shop I'd go to would have them, but I bought quite a bit of those blind box Microns, you know. And, well, a lot of the Energon toys and Cybertron toys would have those dead ports on them. And I remember Wing Saber. He had some of those ports, but, you know, of course, he didn't have any Micron integration. Well, here in some of those Microns and blind boxes, they would color them to kind of go with the robots. So you could add them to them and give them, like, a team or build them up or whatever. And that was pretty cool. There's a couple of mini cons that went with Winged Saber in that way that stuck on them that looked really good. But there's something about taking that little car, plugging it on the side of, say, Megatron's arm, and a little shiv pops out of his hand where he's got it. Now he's holding a little shiv to stab somebody with. There's something about that. Or Hotshot, you'd plug his minicon on and his axe would flip around and it'd be a bazooka. You know, stuff like that. There's something about that that I've always liked. And I wouldn't mind seeing that coming back. So, yeah, Thomas, that would be something I'd really like to see come back. Thanks so much for your question, Thomas. Even though I flubbed at the beginning, and the guy who was going to be this week's question will now be next week's question. I accidentally read the list out of order because I put it in an order and somehow scrolled over it. But thank you so much for Thomas. That was a cool question. And thanks, Jay Aaron. Me and you, dude, need to hang again. I haven't seen you since Botlanta. Botlanta's next March, everybody. Toylanta's next March. Botlanta's within Toylanta. So go to Toylanta. Enjoy the amazing, crazy dealer space that's huge. It's like a labyrinth of toy dealers. And come check out our panels at the Botlanta. See, that's a plug. I should get hair plugs. No, I shouldn't. It'd look ridiculous. I'm just bald and I'm okay with it. Kinda. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun, is part of the Radio Free Cybertron family of shows. And you can find us all at tfradio.net for all your shows and your showtimes. And while you're there, since you're there, please check out our Amazon links. Just a quick and easy way to help support the site without doing anything other than shopping at Amazon. We'd appreciate if you could do that. Hey, guys, I'm Rob, and I can be found on Twitter and Instagram at, you know, the little swirly A. Robo Rob Springer. But since you're using the internet, and you know I talked about it just a few minutes ago, check out my own personal site, zonebase.org. There's all your zoning and basing going on. You know, I mentioned Halloween a little bit ago. I'm doing something for Halloween again this year with that site. I love it. I'm not going to start as early as I did last year. Last year, I started my Halloween stuff at the end of August. I'm going to wait till like mid-September, just so I don't feel like I'm overdoing it, you know. I've already made the graphics and stuff to swap out everything with. So it's going to be a lot of fun for me. Hopefully readers will enjoy it. But hey, please check out Zonebase. Yay. Thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back next week with another to transform your world and stuff. I'm going to go take a shower. Bye.
This has been Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Transform,